It is the end of an era. Oh, I love that music. The award-winning TV comedy The Office will end its run after 8 years on the air. The show's ninth and now final season starts next month.
And joining us now to talk about it, Jen Chaney, celebritology blogger for The Washington Post. Jen, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, for a lot of folks, The Office was must-see TV for a number of years. So why the decision now to pull the plug?
Well, as you remember, in the middle of season seven, Steve Carell, who was really the star of The Office, he left the show. And once that happened, I think the show kind of started to fall apart a little bit. The ratings dipped a little bit last season. And I think, you know, perhaps the people behind the show realized, you know, let's try to go out on a somewhat high note rather than just continuing to do this on and on when perhaps interest in it has waned a little bit.
Boy, I think it's feeding melancholy for so many Office fans.
Yeah, you know, I have mixed feelings about it. I think I felt more melancholy when Steve Carell left because, you know, and that's not a knock on the other people on the show. There are some incredibly talented, very funny people on the show, but his character was kind of the core lunatic around which all the other lunacy revolved. And I feel like once you took him out of the mix, it lost a little something. So I'm actually more interested to watch again now that I know it is the last season and that they're going to be sort of tying up all the storylines.
You know, The Office certainly ranks among the better NBC comedies, and they've had a lot of them over the years. How would you rank The Office in the pantheon of comedies on television?
Oh, gosh, what a big question. Well, it's certainly still their highest-rated comedy, so in that regard, I think NBC is taking a little bit of a risk. You know, I wouldn't rank it as high as, say, Cheers, which to me is sort of as good as it gets, and The Cosby Show, but it's certainly high up there, and certainly from the past 10 years, it's one of the best ones, absolutely.
So let's talk about late-night TV. Jimmy Kimmel going head-to-head with Jay Leno and David Letterman when his show moves to 11:35 in January. Wow!
Yeah, that is a very interesting development. It's going to make DVRing much more difficult for those of you who DVR late-night programming. You know, I think this is a really a bold move for Jimmy Kimmel, and it's really saying, you know, I'm competing now head-to-head against the big guys.
Does this say more about Jimmy Kimmel and the development of his show over the past years, or does this say something about ABC's Nightline, which had been in that spot for, what, 30 years?
Right. I mean, I think it says something about both. And I think that in terms of currency and late night television, so much of that is developed online now. And you really look the next morning at, you know, whose interviews and whose bits the night before are the ones that are sparking conversation. And I think you see that happening more from the Jimmy Kimmels and the Jimmy Fallons than certainly you do from the Jay Lenos of the world.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jen. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is celebritology blogger Jen Chaney for The Washington Post.